Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabor. Quell moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to second. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to third. Finney moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tabor moves to third. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tabor tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead strikes out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-1 in the game. Bijma hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Steinbacher. Finney reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finney scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Desautels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 1 in the game. Auker hits a line drive towards third. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead strikes out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 2 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Doerr bunts for an out with unknown description. Tabor moves to second. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 2 in the game. Auker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vosmek. Walker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Walker moves to third. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Walker scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Finney bunts for an out with unknown description. Kramer moves to second. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Steinbacher who is chasing the ball. Cronin reaches third base with a triple. Kramer scores. Vosmek goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cronin scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabor moves to second. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Desodles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Silvestri pinch hits for John Whitehead. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bijma hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Bijma reaches third base with a triple. Silvestri goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bijma scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. QL moves to second. Red Nonnenkamp now playing right field. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Johnny Rigney. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.